Welcome back to the Ground Beef Podcast in episode 6. We're glad to have you back. Glad to have you listening to us again. This week's podcast, we're going to jump into what sport would be the easiest to go pro in. We're going to talk a little bit about fast food as we're on the road now for our summer baseball schedule, which is the best fast food out there. And then, as always, we're going to end with the Change My Mind segment, a little more serious topic tonight, but it's still going to be fun, still going to have a good time. So as always, we thank you for being a part of the podcast, for listening. Sit back, relax, enjoy, and let's get straight to the show.
Welcome back to another episode of Ground Beef.
Yes. This is the skinny I like.
Dude, my head hurts so bad. That actually hurt.
Maybe that hit knocked him back into play.
Well, with that, I guess welcome back to episode 6 of the Ground Beef Podcast. You heard a little bit about our man Skinny P being in some pain, saying that his head hurts. We're going to start this podcast kind of talking about what happened to Skinny P today. Our man is concussed. This could be a great podcast, and we're going to start it off with his mental state and where he's at. Go for it, Skinny P.
Well, it's just another day. Worked out. Took my younger brother to the baseball field.
You work out, Skinny? What do you do?
I do functional fitness.
Or CrossFit.
By functional fitness, do you mean functional CrossFit fitness?
Maybe. So I took my younger brother to the field today, and my younger brother is 12, and he can hit the ball pretty darn well. He has a lot of pop, and the fence was probably about 230 feet today, and he was probably putting 3 or 4 out easy. I didn't have an L screen. If for those of you who don't know what an L screen is, it's like a screen that's in the shape of an L that, when you throw BP to somebody, you can get behind
and it protects you.
Right. I didn't have one of those today. And he hit an absolute piss rod right back at my face. And my only reaction was to just turn, and the ball hit me square in the back of the head. So I have been really dizzy and with a massive headache since probably the last 5 hours.
Okay. Wait, real quick.
Didn't we have a conversation the other night about how people get in freak accidents and then all of a sudden they're like more intelligent or they've picked up a random skill?
That's true. That was me, you, Marty, and Jimmy. Yeah, we were in the hotel room. We were talking about that. Yeah.
This could be Skinny's chance.
So, like, what if his new talent is
right?
Golf? You're
true,
his
Danny.
New talent is just an amazing golfer.
He's like a scratch golfer now.
And I did what you said. I didn't go to sleep. I drank like 2 bangs and an adrenaline just so I could stay up. So
I'm not sure where to even start. I guess the first thing is you sent us a video of this happening. In the video, you say, "I'm okay. It got mostly glove."
Okay, so my little brother.
I'm not sure what to believe. I mean, did it hit you? Did it get mostly glove?
Are you pulling a LeBron right now, faking another injury?
No, okay, so.
Your way out of competing one-on-one with Danny or really just competing in life? I mean, maybe you've just.
No, my little brother is very, he's the emotional one of us four brothers. So if he saw me like really hurt, he would cry and feel really bad. So I just was like, "Hey, buddy, I'm okay. I'm fine. And my other brother, who's 18, comes up to me and he goes, "Hey, you good?" And I'm like, "No, freaking bad." He's like, "Oh, you're just trying to, you know, for David." And I'm like, "Yeah." But I mean, dude, it hurt. I'm like shaking with a headache because of the caffeine.
I guess my question is, do you think Skinny was worse before the concussion, or is he really going to turn into, you know, like have a special ability now? Because we could talk about Saturday and some of the things he was going on Saturday pre-concussion and some of the things that he said would make you think he already had a concussion for a couple days now.
I want full disclosure that I don't know about this at all. So I don't know about Saturday. I just want to throw that out
before we talk about Saturday. I had, okay, ask ask King Bean how I was on Saturday morning. That's how I am when I don't have caffeine in my body. That's how I function.
We're going to get into that.
Well, just to set the stage, like as we were talking right here, I mean, this does happen. Like I'm reading Cracked, and it's got an article about a man who had some kind of traumatic brain injury, wakes up, gains super memory, can suddenly paint like intricate drawings, things of that nature. Another guy who gets the crap beat out of him begins to see and draw fractals, which is a mathematical computation or that you put on paper. You know, so this happens. A guy gets struck by lightning, suddenly is great on the piano. As you scroll through it, you know, another one, a man survives a stroke, becomes a graphic artist. I mean, Skinny, what are you hoping for?
Skinny, when you wake up tomorrow, what do you think you're like, what are you hoping for?
Well, first of all, I'm hoping that I actually wake up.
after that.
I really don't know. I mean, it would be great to be good at math.
Math? That's what you think about.
He's just going to be good at 20. How old? 26, Skinny?
26.
26. That's what you want. You just want to be good at math.
How about just good at day-to-day conversations? What if you woke
up? I'm a great person to have a conversation with.
It's part of. On Saturday, we go to play a round of golf. Myself, Richie, Danny, and King Bean. We get on hole number 8. He realizes that nowhere to be found is his phone. He searches high and low, can't find it anywhere. Again, we're on hole number 8. He had it on hole 1 or 2 for sure. So somewhere along there, he loses it, and he makes the profound announcement after realizing he can't find it that, well, you know, all I can say is I'm pretty sure I lost it somewhere on the front 9. But we're on 8. We can pretty much narrow it down to that. He then asks.
Hold on. Let me set this story because I got to. The funniest part was Marty's look at this. Oh. So I think we're at probably hole 10 now, right?
No, 11 or 12.
Okay, when this happened. So he finally, you know, he gives up after he makes that statement where he's like, it's got to be on the front 9. we 3 or 4 more holes, you know, just like whatever, like, you know. And then he goes, hey, can someone call my phone to see if I could, you know, he's looking around the cart, whatever. So I'm like, yeah, man, I'll call it. He asked me, he goes, you have my number? Meanwhile, we've been in a group chat for probably a year, maybe now 6 months at least.
Yeah, right.
At least 6 months.
6 months. I've talked to this guy. I've texted him by outside of the group chat. The best part about it, though, Marty's walking to the green, and he just stops dead in his tracks and looks back. Like, did this motherfucker just ask that question? I remember looking down on my phone. I was scrolling for, you know, Skinny's, you know, name, and he asked that question. I just look up like, this guy didn't just ask me that, did he? Marty just stops and looks at him like, oh my God.
What is wrong with you?
Okay. In my defense, we had like a 6 a.m. tea time. Okay. I had no caffeine in my system. It was early.
It was like 10 a.m. at this point, Darren.
No, it wasn't.
At this point, too, Danny, his golf was so bad that we decided to let him play a one-man scramble, meaning he could hit 2 balls, and whichever ball was the better of the 2, he would take, and we were going to let him score from that point on. And we said, all right, well, you know, hey, we should do that. And he's like, yeah, let's do that today. And I said, okay, you know, let's go ahead. We'll do it now. We're on, like, hole 13. He goes, no, let's wait. Let's do it on the back 9. We were on for 13. That is the back 9. He then tells Marty at some point later that he wants to play another 18 in the day because he wants to get 38 holes in for the day.
Well, no, boy.
36. So.
Saturday was a special day for Skinny. The best part, it was during the one-man scramble, it was Darren versus Skinny.
Skinny D. The first ball was Darren hitting, the second ball was Skinny D.
I tell you what, it was a tug of war back and forth, too. Mentally and physically.
At one point, I saw them talking to each other.
he was arguing with himself on several holes. Like, why can't you just get like that? Why can't you be like that? Why did Brad like
talking in my backswing?
Because Darren's long game was phenomenal, but Skinny's short game was also phenomenal, and I couldn't get the happy.
Hold on a second. Define phenomenal.
As in like Darren was hitting straight drives, but Skinny P had torpedoes cut.
The problem is you were playing a scramble with yourself, so they should have all paired together for at least a par at some point.
Well, Skinny and Darren's putting game was totally off that day. I was four putting everything.
I remember him texting us like, "I'm so tired." I was like, "Yeah, if I swung 240 times, I'd be exhausted too."
The best part is that he would be on the green. This makes me cry. He'd be on the green and he'd have like a 10-foot putt that he would hit, and it would veer off to the left. So you would think a normal person with a second putt would, you know, aim a little farther to the right so that it would veer into the hole. He would putt it even further left. It's like he didn't even see the first putt.
He didn't register.
Like he wasn't even there. It was like a completely different person putting the second time. It was
unbelievable. Listen, the course was below average from what we're used to playing, but it was cheap. It was $20. But Darren made our day. Like he made our round. Like it was awesome.
So Darren, is there any truth that you know, there's some rumor going around that this is really not non-baseball. The head injury is non-baseball related, and it's really the result of a pegging accident that you had with your woman, and maybe your headboard met your forehead in some kind of pegging accident. Is that true, or is this really a baseball
that's
injury?
It's definitely rumor. It's definitely a baseball injury. Sent the video. Yeah.
Well, you're not in the video. Sure. I mean, it's just some kid screaming.
Yeah. My younger brother screamed, "Darren."
You could have set it up.
No. I have a massive knot in my head that you guys can feel.
From the headboard.
Danny did send us a video of a straight drive, but you know.
Yeah, and we know that was fake news.
Yeah.
Speaking of drives, can I please tell you? My conversation with Torpedo, since we're talking about golf, my conversation with Torpedo today, and I think him and Skinny are at a race to win. I don't know what, but they're definitely racing against each other. So I get in the office today and we're just catching up, whatever. And he proceeds to tell me that his driver came in and we're talking just about golf. And here's how it started. He was telling me that he went to go play at Cooper Colony, whatever. It's a short course. What is it? Par 60, Torpedo?
Probably a lot more, but yeah, we could go a par 60. Right.
So he starts telling me that he shot an 84 or whatever, and obviously we're joking about how it's a par 60 and you know, whatever. So he goes, "No, but I was actually hitting the ball really straight. Oh, you know what? I've been using my hybrid." And I'm like, you know, Torpedo's just started to really get into golf and stuff like that. And I'm like, I'm one of those, like, listen, learn to play the right game. Even if it takes you a little bit longer, you'll be glad 10 years from now that you learned how to properly hit a driver, properly hit your wedges, whatever. Don't cheat. Don't play the slice, you know, whatever. So he's like, yeah, you're right. I'm like, stop doing that. Just bring out your driver and learn how to hit it, especially on a course like you just played on. You know what I mean? That's a perfect course to do that. It's a perfect practice course. He goes, "You know what, man? When I get this new driver and I start hitting the ball straight every time, I'm going to be really good." I'm just like, what? Just a conversation. He's like, you know, and then he proceeded to tell me that every drive he hits, when he starts hitting them straight, it's going to be over 300 yards. And I'm just like, looking at him like, I can't believe I'm having this conversation. Danny, am I accurate with exactly with what you said?
I'd say you're probably about like 88% accurate.
Okay, so tell him what you meant, I guess.
I was saying, okay. So on average, right now, with some starter set driver, okay, with about 100 yards a slice, I'm hitting the ball 250, 260 at range, okay? I've got right now top of the line sim driver. Sounds phenomenal. Feels phenomenal. Once I straighten out those drives with my club speed, okay, and it's going to be going 300 yards every time. I mean, figure 270, 280 carry with a little bit of roll. I mean, I don't see how that's way out of the question. I don't think that's unrealistic.
Here, the quote was, because I even texted my dad, once I get this new driver and I hit all my shots straight, I'll be a good golfer.
No, that is not what I said. That is not what Danny, I said.
It started with, you were like,
I said my drive.
It started with,
my drives are going to be a lot better.
And it started with, I drove the green on whatever it was, on hole whatever. It was 260. I was like, yeah, I expect you to drive the green on that. And then you started saying, yeah, well, you know, when I get this new driver, you know, and I start hitting the ball straight, I'm going to be good.
So you're saying your slice, just you eliminate your slice and that adds to the distance of the straight drive?
Yeah.
It's 100% accurate.
You didn't know that's
bad. That's almost worse than my 10 years, 6 years ago.
Wait, hold on, Skinny. It's actual, like, facts.
Oh, God.
There's no shot he's hitting the ball 300 yards.
No, but if you eliminate a slice, you get more yardage.
Yeah, not an extra 100 yards.
100? It's 40 yards, not even.
My head hurts.
I mean... Oh gosh, I don't even know where to go.
How I found bang powder and now I can snort it? This is going to be great.
This is going to be great. But this actually,
what else are you snorting?
This actually segues into what I wanted topic number one to be tonight. Now we've talked a little bit, but let's get a little on track here. So this weekend after we played golf, we got done. We're just kind of hanging around the room. And this, I'm going to tie it all together with what Danny just said, what Richie said, Danny just said. But we're sitting in the room. We're kind of just talking about it. And I said, you know what? I'm 44 years old, and I really feel like if I really sat down, put my mind to it, and for the next 6 years, I dedicated myself daily, day in, day out, I went to the range every day. I hit every day. I really focused on it. I really think that in 6 years, I could have a shot at being on the senior PGA Tour. Now, we debated it. We talked back and forth about how much better you could get. Is it possible? Could you do it? And it brought up the topic in my mind that I wanted to talk about tonight, that for a middle-aged man who decides, or not even a middle-aged man, let's say, you know, Darren, 26, or, you know, Marty in his 30s, or whatever the case may be. If you decided to really dedicate yourself, what sport would be the easiest sport to go pro in, just out of the blue? If you dedicated 5 years of your life to something, what sport would be the easiest sport to go
curling?
Curling.
Have you ever curled before?
I have.
Doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. That's not the question. The question is not whether you've done it or not. If today you woke up and said, hey, I'm going to be a professional athlete in whatever the sport, recognizable sport, meaning it's at least on ESPN 8.
The Ocho.
Do esports count?
The Ocho. Bowling. Esports, anything. Is there a sport that if you dedicated 5 years of your life to starting today, could you go pro in it, and which would be the easiest route? I'll start by saying I really think that if I dedicated every single day, that senior PGA is possible. I think it's possible.
Is there an easier route?
No, I was going to say, like, you say that now because you've been playing golf for a while. What if you just picked up the game today?
Yeah, the average. Exactly. Right.
The average guy who just – so we got to go with, like, you've never played the sport before. I think that's the best way to determine it. Never played the sport before. What would be the easiest to go pro?
Cornhole.
Curling.
I got to tell you, I think
cornhole. It's on the Ocho.
It is on ESPN.
It's on the Ocho.
It doesn't involve a lot.
Prove me wrong.
A bowling.
The bowling's hard. Bowling's hard.
Bowling is hard, but I thought about bowling also.
The bowling.
Is bowling considered a sport or a game?
Sport. I mean, and
They have like a PGA.
And bowling is the only sport you can eat nachos and play.
Cornhole. You get to hold a beer while you're playing.
Well, you have to balance yourself with a sandbag. Amen.
Yeah, I would have to say cornhole.
I think you could do it with bowling. But, I mean, is it safe to say that obviously none of the four major sports, hockey, football, baseball,
nothing that involves athletic ability, I don't think anybody's got a chance at picking up something and going pro in 5 years.
Yeah, let's go up against some 20-year-olds that are 6'8 and run 4'4 40s.
Would you consider darts a sport? Well, okay, forget that.
Darts is a good one.
Let's put it in perspective of the five of us. If Danny dedicated his life for 5 years, is there any shot Danny could make the PGA Tour or even a minor tour?
Minor tour?
What's the entry
for? Like to where he's getting paid?
Where he's getting paid.
Yes.
Could Danny, if he dedicated his life, walked out tomorrow and said, I'm gonna make this happen. Do you think in 5 years Danny could be paid, could be good enough to be paid?
Like win money at an event. It doesn't have to be the PGA Tour, but like if he joins like an amateur circuit, something like that.
Correct.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
Every day of his life for five years, taking Skinny's
money now. I mean, I'm already doing it.
Listen, if somebody dedicated, let's just say every day because that's impossible, but 4 to 5 days a week with his athletic ability, his background in baseball, like if he did it again 4 to 5 days a week in 5 years, yeah, I think he's able to do that. I think most of us are, to be honest with you. All of us right here that's on this podcast. Coach. You know, if we didn't have jobs and we didn't have responsibilities and that was our only goal and we didn't have shit to pay for, right? These are all hypotheticals, but I think golf, based on where we all are now and our athletic ability, sure, I could see us, you know, all playing an amateur tour, an event, and possibly winning money. I don't think that's realistic, to be honest with you, that – you know, we could ever have a week where we could play five times a week, although we were close last weekend, last week. I think anybody on this podcast can do it if they had no bills to pay and that's all they did for 5 years. Yes. The answer is yes.
I think some people are a little bit closer than others in this group.
Well, you don't have to be nice about it. You can just say it.
I mean, listen, do I think that Darren, if he played every day for 5 days, would ever get back to his glory years of 16 and 13 years old?
I need a little bit more evidence before I make that assumption. But, yeah, sure. I guess a blind squirrel can find a nut.
I'm close.
The one major sport that anybody could pick up at some point in life and – with time, 5 years could be good enough to at least compete at an amateur level and possibly at a professional.
Agree. Level. I think because it takes the least amount of athletic ability compared to the four major sports. I'm not saying it doesn't take any athletic ability, but it's the least out of the four sports.
I'd agree with that. And listen, I agree. I think that darts or bowling or cornhole, I think are all sports that we could be professional in given 5 years, but I think golf is the only one. And I feel like I could, I really do. I feel like if I took the next 6 years at 50, I could have a shot. I could take a shot at it. And I get it. I was having this conversation with another friend at the game on Sunday, and he's like, you got to remember that. How old are you? And I said, I'm 44. He goes, you know how old Tiger is, right? He's 44. So when you get there at 50, Tiger's going to be there. Phil's going to be there. I said, wait, hold on. I'm not trying to be the best senior golfer ever. I'm just trying to make money playing golf.
I'm just trying to qualify.
So, yeah. So if I finish 30th every single time, I still get the big giant check like Happy Gilmore. And I'm happy.
You're still in the top 30?
Yeah, I'm in the top 30. I'm getting paid. I'm making a life out of it. I think it's a possibility.
Plus all the sponsorships that are going to want to sponsor someone like you.
And then after that, the merch, Old Gray Fox Golf.
Yeah, I can tell you who I won't be using as a merch person. But
by the way, speaking of merch, how do you like the merch so far, Skinny Bean?
It is phenomenal, my guy.
My guy? The merch has come out well. It has. Yeah. We'll talk about the merch as we get towards the end. But, okay. I mean, is there another sport that sticks out? Or, I mean, outside of those? Not really, racquetball?
No, racquetball's hard, man. Are you kidding me?
Racquetball is joke. That is hard. No joke. I went with a Jewish friend of mine one time. Mm-mm.
Interesting.
All right.
Took me to the Jewish community center. Hell no.
Okay. Never did. I was going to ask you, why did you say it was a Jewish friend? But now
he took me to the Jewish center because we couldn't get in an LA Fitness.
And how did that go, Skinny?
I'll never do it again. It was hard. It was hard.
I played a little racquetball in college. It is a hard sport. It's not easy.
I feel like as us having a baseball background, I feel like ping pong would be or would come more natural to us.
Oh, no way.
I mean, I'm decent at ping pong.
No way. Professional ping pong players? Are you kidding me? You couldn't. I would bet 5 years of practice, you still couldn't score 3 points on a professional
ping pong player. No, but Darren said he used to be really good at ping pong.
I actually am good at ping pong. I'm actually good at ping pong. I actually am. Oh, whatever. I quit with you guys.
Like you are actually really good at golf. 10, 6 years.
I'm buying
ago.
A ping pong table and I'm having all of you guys have a sleepover.
I have a ping pong table and I will battle you anytime you want. Bring it.
Am I smelling a bet?
I will tell you what, boys. Listen to this. Like
Forrest Gump.
I say, okay, look up an amateur golfing event. We all practice for it. We all sign up.
5 years.
Danny, how long do you think it would take you to be good enough to compete in one of those events?
Well, with his new clubs. Next month. Next month.
Yeah. That's it. Listen, I'll tell
you. He's got the magic driver.
I think.
With his magic balls? You forget.
Magic driver plus magic balls? Dude,
well, he can't use the magic balls.
We'll just color them something
that's
else.
Correct.
Exactly.
We're
going to get sponsored by Vice. Okay. Vice is going to sponsor me.
Vice, if you're listening, sponsor this man.
Yep. Plus, love them. Send them our way. You could even get a custom ground beef podcast on the side. But realistically, I would say, within 2 years, if I really dedicated to it, I think I could do it within two.
And what is
no. chance? What is not that? A chance now?
Wait a minute. So you said 2 years?
But hold on a second. What is your definition of dedication?
I'd say practicing at least 4 times a week, maybe 2 to 3 times with a swing coach.
So when are you going to play? Practicing. When are you going to play if you're practicing 4 times a week?
On the weekends,
no shot. I
mean, you could play on Wednesday, you could play on Saturday, you could play on Sunday, and I'd practice my swing Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. I mean, look, I got it all planned out of my head already. I'd start next week.
And yet, you didn't want to take a year bet to beat Jimmy one time. I almost beat him last weekend because he was piss exhausted.
Don't say almost. Don't say almost 18. Like we were close.
He lost by 17 strokes. I wouldn't say you almost beat me, but yeah, it's okay.
I gave him a scare. How's that?
On the front nine.
Yes.
On the front nine. Now, mind you, I had already played 18.
I'll give you
that. I sat through a 4-hour baseball game in 100-degree weather. And yes, that's as close as you've been, 17 strokes. I agree. That was your shot.
He almost had him.
You almost had me. I was on the ropes, baby. On the ropes.
And I shot a 98, so that wasn't that bad.
That would have beat Torpedo that day, right, Skinny?
That would have beat Torpedo. Oh, that would have demolished Torpedo.
Listen, if it wasn't for me, he would have had easily 5 strokes less that one time that me and him played against each other because he miscounted much.
Dude.
He does have a slight problem with counting. I mean, that happens.
Hence why I said I would be grateful if this concussion gave me, gifts in math. It would be phenomenal.
So you can count your golf scores. Nice.
It's all making sense now, Skinny.
See? I'm not completely retarded.
It all makes perfect sense now. Just mildly, not completely, not full. Not full. Never go full. All right. Danny, I don't know. I think 2 years is really, oof, boy, I think that'd be pushing it for you. I mean,
really, I'm about to sign up for the Dixie Amateur.
Let me ask you this question. Based on your current path, you're not going to a swing coach. You're not doing any of those things. But based on your current path, how long do you think it'll take you to be under 90?
Under 90? It depends on how much I play. If I don't play him, it'll take a while. If I'm playing once a week, twice a week, once or twice, a couple of months.
I mean,
40 strokes, 40 strokes in a couple of months, 2 months, he said.
40? No, that's like...
You and Skinny literally live in like
so you're talking about 15 strokes
world ever. It's unbelievable. I'm
talking about 15 strokes, 5 strokes easily come just off of better decisions. 5 strokes easily come from putting. It's already 10 strokes.
Torpedo, you're a 45 handicap.
45.
Yeah, do the math.
Yeah, at least.
Like, you do realize that, right? Like, you're not going to go from a 45 handicap to a 15 in 2 months.
I think in 2 years you could be under 90. Now, that's realistic.
Listen, guys just don't get it.
No, I'm telling you, if you were part of the conversation that I had with him today, your mind would have just like...
I
just looked at him in disbelief.
I wish we were in a room.
I looked at him in disbelief when he told me that. If I... hit my driver straight. Or, you know, he said, when I get this driver and I start hitting balls straight, I'm going to be a really good golfer. I'm like, no shit. That's the whole point of golf is to hit balls straight. It's not that easy.
He was in such disarray. He was in such disarray that he actually tried to pull out his phone and tell me, hey, say that again so I could record it and put it in the group chat.
I did. It was unbelievable. And you know what he did? He got up and left. He says, no. He's running and he ran out.
I'm out of here.
Meantime, he sends a picture in the group chat of his wrist incapable of banging his wrist. Fake news, I agree. But somehow he's going to fight through it and be under 90.
Yeah, and this is a guy who plays once a week maybe. And he gets hurt, and he thinks he's going to swing 4 or 5 days a week. Good luck, buddy.
Was it weird that he one day just, I can't even squeeze a water bottle. I'm going to go to a specialist. Literally 24 hours later, oh, my God, I feel great. I want to go up there and play.
She gave me steroids, Darren. I can't feel a thing.
Danny, you're a 48 handicap. 120 minus 72, 48.
Oh, my God. Listen, you know what? Me be a fucking coach this summer, okay? And I'll be able to play as much golf as all of you, and I will show you in 2 months I will be under 90.
Under 90?
Consistently or just one round?
I didn't say consistently.
He can't do it one round in 2 months. There's no way he breaks 90 in 2 months.
No way.
I'll take that bet all day long.
This goes to the topic, topic number one. You know, 5 years, could he be good enough to compete in 5 years? Could any of us be good enough? I don't know what the threshold is. I think maybe in golf you had to have played at some point when you were younger. But
I didn't play golf until I was out of college.
Till you were out of college.
No, I think, listen, I really do think as much as I'm messing with him, based on his background in baseball, and he's an athletic kid, like, 5 years of 4 to 5 days a week playing golf, I do think like he could be I guess you'd have to be a scratch golfer. I mean, it would be a lot of work, but in 5 years, if that's all he did 5 days a week, yes, I think that he would drastically improve, right? You're just going to learn by osmosis sometimes. But I mean, at this current rate, I can't believe he thinks he's going to be under 90 in 2 months.
I don't know. I think that's really
yeah, I think in 5 years, all of us practicing 5 times a week, we'd all be at a competitive level.
I mean, listen, I'm playing on average right now about 3 times a week, maybe a little more after this weekend.
My back still hurts,
and I've seen a marked difference. Like, you know, I went out today, I played 9, I shot 41, and really felt like it was 38, 39. Now, obviously, that's not what it was. It was a 41, but I missed, you know, a couple of short putts that I shouldn't have missed. I had one bad chip that, you know, gave me an extra stroke or two. So I think it's possible, you know, if you play a lot, the more you play, it's going to be there. But man, 2 years, Danny thinks he could be a scratch golfer. Yikes. Maybe. I don't know. That's a bet I think I'd be willing to take.
Listen, so, I'd bet on Danny. If it was 5 days a week, he was training 5 days a week, 100%. He would do it.
Right,
I think any of us.
I'll bet on you, Danny.
I think any of us would if we were training 5 days a week.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. If you had Rick from Dixon, Lakeland,
shout out to Rick.
Possibly.
Shout out to Rick.
Shout out to Rick.
My driver.
Wait, what happened? What?
We went to.
You guys took lessons?
No. Finagled his way into a lesson.
Hey.
We go to Dixon, Lakeland to get a rangefinder. We're there, and Richie and I are kind of looking through the rangefinders, deciding what we want. Marty's nowhere to be found. Just, and then you hear somebody back in the test area just pounding balls. We go in there, and he has somehow convinced the golf pro at Dick's to give him a full 30-minute lesson. By the time we left Dick's, Marty was in a full-on sweat. He probably hit about 100 golf balls in Dick's, and this guy literally gave him a full-on 30-minute golf lesson.
Blisters and everything, because he asked me for tape the next day.
King Bean, can we hear this from your side?
What?
I want to hear this from King's Bean's side. I want to hear how he did it. I want to try it at my local.
So they were talking to him about a rangefinder, and I asked him if I could test a couple clubs out, and he said, sure. So he went in there, and I...
Like any good salesman.
He went in there and I took a swing. I told him I needed a stiff shaft. And I took a swing and he saw that I hit a ball 160 miles an hour. So he started tinkering with me. And I think I got up to like 170 something.
176, I think, was the best exit velo yet. He hit a ball that carried 295 and ended up at 328. Yeah. And so this guy is, you know, I guess he thought he'd found his gold goose, and he gave him a full on, I mean, legit lesson.
He was doing drills and everything.
Yep. Put your feet together type drills, all sorts of stuff. It was awesome.
Yeah. Richie and I had to continue shopping as we waited for Marty to finish his lesson.
Speaking of, listen, now that we're talking about drives, another thing that Danny told me today is that he thinks with this driver, he's going to be consistently over 300 yards. And I can someone tell me what the tour average is? Because I told him this. I said, Danny, you realize
I straighten it out.
I said, yeah, again, if I straightened out, if I straightened out every single one of my shots, Danny, I'd be on tour.
Hey, then I would be happy. I would love to watch you on tour.
Yes, me too. Me too. But my point is, what is a tour average of drivers? Anybody?
295.3. No, well, carry distance is 269. The total driving distance is about 291.
So, Danny, you're telling me you think that you're going to, on average, drive farther than the tour pros? When you straighten it out, of course.
Duh, his clubs are better than theirs.
I straighten it out. Huh?
Well, I mean, he's on track. The tour average for 7 irons is 172, and he said he's hitting at 200. Yeah. So
the machine on track with his facts.
Wait, what is it for a 7 iron? 172.
172 is the tour average.
Yeah. Danny, what'd you hit your 7 iron that day? You were testing out the clubs.
200.
Like 190, 195. Nope. 200 around there,
which is the tour average for a 5 iron, by the way. So 195.
I mean, I guess I can see why he thinks he's going to break 90 in 2 months now.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Absolutely. I mean, so, yeah, he's way above her averages.
So if I can just figure out how to be accurate, that those are about my clubs that I shoot for those distances.
Oh, no. Listen, I think out of any of us, the one who just has pure, you know, velo and ball striking is you. I mean,
well, I wouldn't you're say hitting a certain iron one. Speed.
Not ball striking. What I meant was, yeah, swing speed and exit velo is very comparable to
it. Do you guys, this is, see, this is where I get frustrated. You guys do realize that the whole point of this game is to hit balls straight.
Yeah, no, I don't think they realize
it's like, you know, excuse my language, a dick swing contest, but if it's 175 or whatever Danny hits, you know, but it's 30 yards to the right, like, it defeats the purpose, guys.
But I'm not that far off. Straight. My biggest issues are my drive, usually.
But you drive on every hole, minus one or two on the front, one or two on the back.
Richie, when you say straight, you mean straight towards a pre-designated area.
Correct.
I mean, Skinny will hit the ball straight.
That's true.
Say, oh, I hit it straight. Well, you did, but straight into a canal.
Like that day at the range was amazing. To watch this guy just pepper balls straight right. Straight right. Like this, these are going straight right. And this guy's, oh, I'm hitting them straight today. What?
Man, I think I got it figured out. They're going
he's
straight.
He's hitting them up against the right side net. And he's like, mom, I'm hitting them straight.
Can I ask how long you guys were taking, like how long your break was between each ball to hit?
Yeah, it wasn't a race. That's for sure.
At the range,
Danny,
you were a fucking at the machine.
Range, he hit about 100. At the range, the bucket probably had about, I don't know, 75 balls in it. I think he hit all 75 balls in under 10 minutes. he was done and begging for more balls by the time.
No, I was exhausted. I'm done. I'm dripping sweat. I got blisters on my thumbs, and I look around, and everybody's still got 50 balls left. I'm like, I won.
All right, that's a good place to end topic one. Let's end it there, and we'll head into topic two. Late. All right, topic two. Since we've been on the road a little bit here at the start of the summer, it kind of got me thinking about, you know, we're out, we're eating, we're doing all these different things. And I wanted to take it to a little less sports related and more of just kind of a general concept. Best fast food place to eat, or just best on the road. We're out, we're about, we're staying in hotels, we're doing all these things. Best place to eat. But before we do that, it just was brought to my attention that Skinny has a pre-podcast warm-up that he goes through. Skinny, what is it?
I'm no longer telling you guys my personal life anymore. I am done.
What do you do to prepare for the podcast?
I thought everybody did this. Get a warm up the mouth, get a teeth, tongue, and the lips. Get a, you know, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather. You gotta warm up the mouth. You gotta get it going. You gotta take a sip of bang. You gotta get it going. Come on, guys. Like, I'm the only one that warms up for this stuff.
You literally do this before every podcast.
Yes.
I just picture you in front of a mirror, like, all right, tonight.
That and 20 burpees.
After this past weekend, I can't move.
And the head injury. You're screwed. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll start the conversation. I think for my money.
Leather yellow. Go.
Chipotle. I think Chipotle, or I'm gonna even go so far as to say Crystals. I love it.
All right. Before we go, can we, like, I think there's sections in fast food. Like, there's fast food that you can eat in your car, and then fast food that you have to sit down and eat. Because, like, I love Zaxby's. You ever tried to eat Zaxby's in your car? It's terrible. Like, it's tough. You can't dip sauces. You can't, you know what I mean? It's very uncomfortable. So I think we got to break it into
as regions too, because the fast food areas in, you know, in the South are going to be a lot different than I'm in the Midwest, or if you're on the West Coast.
Sure, but you could just say the best you've ever had, a la Drake.
The best I've ever had.
Me personally, I like to try the little hole in the wall restaurant. The one that we're up this weekend, there was like this little barbecue place that I pulled up on Yelp.
Skinny, that's not fast food though.
I know that, but I really don't go to fast food. I mean, sometimes I do, but I don't. I usually when I'm
out traveling. Does CrossFit?
Okay. No, when I'm out traveling, I'll try hole in the walls.
They'll ban him from the CrossFit if they find out he had fast food.
Dude, I'll walk in with McDonald's.
What did you just say? When you're out traveling, you'll try a hole in the wall? I knew it. I knew it.
I quit. I'm done.
Okay, Skinny. Stay on topic. Fast food. Places that you get food delivered to you fast. Not here's hole one. In the wall, mom and pop shop, sit down and eat.
So, and then split it into two. Richie's right. Split it into two topics. Fast food that you can grab and go versus fast food that's still fast food, but maybe require is a little finer dining where you might have to sit down. Because I would say I would agree that I love Chipotle, but I agree it's not really something you can drive and eat. Right. I get a steak bowl. It's not really something you can drive and eat. Correct. Now, for me, the grab and go is Crystal. I love Crystal burgers. My stomach hates them, but I love them so much that I can't even. I'm willing to overlook the intense pain I'm going to be in an hour later.
I already have mine, but I want to hear. I want to hear Marty's.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Marty.
I don't know yet. I'm still thinking. I'm debating.
All right. I'm going to go ahead. I have mine kind of split into four.
The regions, north, south, east, and west.
I don't know. So the first one, I'm gonna have to agree with Chipotle. I think it's the best fast food that you can't eat, you know, on the go. Okay, I really do like Zaxby's. That's a staple in some would say the Bible Belt region. Zaxby's is pretty good. My favorite food in college. Whenever there was like a night where anybody would go out and kind of drink and party. Nothing beats Cookout at 2 a.m. going through the drive-thru. You'd get for $5, you get a box with burger, like a chicken wrap, and maybe some hush puppies or french fries. Nothing beats it. And what's then the best, what's the name? It's what's called the name? Cookout. Cookout.
Okay, Cookout. All right.
And then the best breakfast would have to go with Bojangles.
Ooh, I would go Hardee's.
But is oh yeah, Bojangles is fast food, right?
Yeah, Bojangles is fast food. Hardee's.
That's but spicy Hardee's, chicken biscuit. Bojangles. That's to die for.
Mr. Bojangles. I would go, if we're talking breakfast, to me, Hardee's. Oh, God, it's so good. Very good.
Hardee's just goes right through me, man. That's the one thing.
Skinny P, what do you got?
Well, now that we're cutting in four sections, no, I'm just kidding. Ride or die is Chick-fil-A. Love Chick-fil-A. I will actually buy double meals on Saturday so I can have it Sunday.
I'll be honest with you. It's hard to grab and go. It's hard to beat Chick-fil-A.
It is.
I think. Just grab and go. You're going through the drive-thru.
Yes, Chick-fil-A.
Service is unmatched.
It is.
Yeah,
it is. If you need a tire change, I'm pretty sure they change your tire in the drive-thru. That's how phenomenal they are.
It's like a NASCAR pit stop.
I do love Chipotle, but I like Bole a little bit more. I know some of you guys don't. I love Bole.
Hipster is also a girl's name.
Hipster.
Yep.
Hipster CDP. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he goes to Starbucks on Saturdays just to hang out.
No, if we're going to go breakfast, Dunkin' Donuts, sausage, egg, and cheese croissant, add bacon. Phenomenal. Unbeatable.
Also spend $17.95 for one breakfast sandwich.
You like Bole better than you like Chipotle?
Maybe because I ate Chipotle so much in high school that I just got tired of it. Like, I would eat it almost every day. So now it's just the taste is like, I've had it so much.
I've been to Bole a couple times.
You just gotta get the right stuff. You gotta get the right stuff. The steak and the chicken to die for.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's tough. That's tough. King Bean, what do you got?
Chipotle is definitely on there. I have a taco stand next to me called Tacos El Carbon that I will stand in a 30-minute line to get their tacos.
Is that off of Lake Worth?
Yes, it's delicious. Yes.
I have been there. It is very good. No, I agree.
I can just imagine Marty being the tallest one in the line.
Most of the time, correct. I don't know. I'm kind of torn between Zaxby's and Wingstop. Because the Wingstop lemon pepper, I will fight you over.
But see, I think Wingstop's more of a restaurant.
I have never been to Wingstop.
Your mother doesn't love you as well. But it's one of those things where, you know, get 10 lemon pepper wings and then take home. I just, like, pick them up. So it's kind of
I see. I got you. You know, so like, you do a takeout.
Yeah, I do a takeout.
I think grab and go, where you got to obviously drive through, get in your car, and you can't get down, it would probably be Chick-fil-A, which is a simple answer, but it's safe. It's a safe pick. And believe it or not, it's probably because of my memories of my party days. And how late they stay open, Steak and Shake, I think, is a staple into everybody's late night eating. I mean, I remember going out in that 2 o'clock in the morning, just going to Steak and Shake and eating everything possible on the menu. So I'm a big Steak and Shake fan. I think that's a good fast food sit down place. Does that make sense?
What about a Krispy Kreme?
Nah, never. Like, it's just donuts, man. Donuts are just what I'm not a big donut guy. I'm talking about greasy fast food.
Yeah, I used to get really trashy and go to the Waffle House.
Yeah, Waffle House is a good spot too.
It's not trashy. What about Whataburger?
I think it's overrated.
What is it?
Whataburger.
Whataburger.
Oh, Whataburger. I like Whataburger.
It's good, but it's not as good as everybody, you know, like everybody hypes it up to be.
Five Guys is legit. That's like another good place where it's not really fast food, but it is.
I will say this, you know, King Bean reminded me Waffle House. I mean, I can think of, you know, we go to this tournament in Georgia every year, and I can think of many late eat-ins
Waffle
House. I mean, Waffle House is a good place. I think about, like, just in the style, you know, you guys talking about when you're in college. I think about when I was in college, there was this gas station that was called Dodger Town or something like that, and they had a Dodger dog. It's like a $2 hot dog that you could literally load with everything, chili, cheese, whatever you wanted. They had it in this gas station. And I can remember in college at least 4 or 5 nights a week at 2 a.m. going there, grabbing a Dodger dog. I mean, I think that was a very regional thing to Cleveland, Mississippi, but God, I love that place. Mm-mm-mm. But Waffle House, yes. I didn't think about that, but I don't know if Waffle House would be considered fast food. Maybe it is. I mean, I don't know.
It's not really, but it is. Like, it's not really a restaurant either. You know what I mean? I mean, I know it is, but.
But it's not. I mean, it's really not. I agree.
It's the only place you can find the cook with a cigarette killing a roach under his boot while making your eggs.
But that's what makes it
so. They know how to break up every single fight.
They do. They really do.
It's usually an order of hash browns, smothered, covered, and chunked.
Everyone's had the people in Waffle House pay for the jukebox so we can listen to music.
I do. I spent like $10 on that thing. While I'm there, I control the music.
Shocker.
I actually think, what is it? You guys, you said Five Guys, Richie. I think, what is it? BurgerFi is probably the best fast food burger joint.
Oh, God. Stop it. Stop where you're at.
BurgerFi is so good.
Come back in with a better attitude.
BurgerFi with their cheese fries? Forget it, dude. Forget it.
BurgerFi is fine, but you know what's you know, talking about regional places. Another place that I think is very good, and I don't even know if they have them by you guys, Jimmy and Marty and Darren, is Char Hut.
Don't know what that is.
No, I've never heard of that.
They only have like 2 or 3 locations.
Place. Marty, how about in Mississippi? There's a place called Backyard Burger. It's so good too. You talk about cheese fries. They have like a chili cheese fry. Oh my God. Oh,
you know what's good? If you guys like chicken, there's a place in South Alabama, Louisiana, Northern Florida type area. It's called Cane's.
Raising Cane's. Yeah.
Yeah. They're really good too.
It's like a Zaxby's though to me.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I don't think Zaxby's.
And I like Zaxby's better.
I like Raising Cane's better.
I think we can all agree though that the South is the best when it comes to these little off places like that with just good soulful eating like that. So good. Oh.
But yeah, no, that's what I'll normally do is try a bunch of hole in the walls. Like I went this past weekend.
Yeah, no, we've established you like a hole in the wall.
I'm trying to explain the restaurant I went to.
Phrasing.
He's craving a good hole in the wall.
Whatever. I'm not really. I quit.
No, you've established your fondness for that. We got it. Okay. Well, this isn't a lot of good ideas. Short topic right there before we get into the final, but I think that's a good point. I hadn't even thought about like dividing it between what you could eat and go versus what's fast food that you kind of need to sit down with. Sounds like Chipotle is the winner as far as that goes. So, which I am now immediately craving Chipotle. All right, let's end topic two there, and then we're going to finish it up with just a couple of change my mind topics. Tonight. All right, with topic two over, we're going to go to kind of a modified change my mind. It's still change my mind, but just a couple of different type topics tonight. So, change my mind. Obviously, it's the segment we do at the end of each podcast where I'm going to give points of view that I believe in, and I'm going to let these four guys kind of change my mind. Tell me if I'm right. Tell me if I'm wrong. I award points at the end of it. As we sit here in episode six, Skinny has still not won a single one of these. So hopefully tonight his fortune changes. But we'll get right into it. Change my mind. Topic number one. Warm it up. I want to get a club membership. Change my mind. Why I shouldn't.
All right. I'll go first because we texted about this.
Yeah, let me rephrase that. I want to get a club membership at my local golf course. I'm excited about it. It, for what the money is, allows me to play Monday through Friday. No cost, obviously the cost of the membership. On the weekends, I only have to pay cart fees. If I golf before 11 o'clock, after 11, I still don't have to pay. I get 10% off at the restaurant. I get 10% off at all the golf gear. And anybody that golfs with me, up to three people, gets 15% off of their fees golfing. I think it's a good deal. All of this for $1,000 from June 15th to October 31st. Richie broke my heart and told me no go. Let's hear why.
Okay, so when I told you that, I was under the assumption it was a yearly membership because I had a yearly – back when I used to play golf a lot before we started playing again, about 6-7 years ago, I got a membership to a local golf course. My favorite golf course, loved it. Similar to you, how you feel about this course, Jimmy, like you love everything about it. You know, I loved everything about this course. Here's the downside of a membership. It, to me, it's only beneficial if you are going to take part in the member events that they have there. And you go to that to meet members there. In my case, 6-7 years ago, I was 30 years old, probably the youngest member there. So it wasn't easy for me to meet people because they, most of the people were well over my age. So what I found a lot is that I would, yes, it was great for me to go play by myself, play for free. However, golf isn't as fun when you're playing by yourself, you know, and my friends at the time didn't always want to golf at that course. So it was, you know, and they only had to pay cart fees. I think it was like $25, which is still great for that course. It was great, but you're limited to that course. You know what I mean? And then every time that I went and played somewhere else and I paid $50-$60 to play there, I was like, dude, I got this membership that I'm paying for and I'm driving up north or I'm driving down south to go play with my buddies. You know, so for me, it just wasn't worth it unless, I, like I told you in the text message, you live on the course and you're going to use all the amenities and your family is going to be part of it. This is about yearly. I'm not talking about just summer or you know, a seasonal thing. As much as I thought it would be awesome, I really never got my money's worth. Unfortunately. And that's when I was playing golf a lot. because I don't enjoy playing golf by myself. Like, yeah, it's fine to go out there once in a while with, you know, by yourself or with, you're not going to do that 3-4 times a week. So just my opinion, it's not worth it. I think you're better off getting like the Premier card, which allows you to get discounts all over the place. So that way, I mean, I have the most fun when we all play together. You know what I mean? So I don't want to burst your bubble, but it wasn't worth it for me in my own experience. But however, if I did live on a golf course, I would do it 100%. And I would like really take advantage this time around of like the member guest tournaments and the outings that they have and stuff like that. But then again, at 30 years old, I didn't want to hang out with 6-year-olds, and 6-year-olds didn't want to hang out with me. So it just wasn't worth it.
Skinny, outside of your OnlyFans membership, are you a member of anything else?
Well, all I heard when you explained what the benefits that came with that, how good is the restaurant there?
I've not eaten there, though. It's supposedly really good, but I mean...
And I'm sold. 10% off the restaurant. Get it. Worth it.
Done. Dan?
Right, hold on. I'm bleeding from my head. I gotta go. 1 second. Give me a second.
I think it's like this. Pretend this golf course is like a restaurant. You really want to eat at this restaurant every single day? I think you want to go out and try different types of food. And I think you might find yourself kind of regretting, to build up on what Frederico said. But I think you're going to find yourself regretting it when you're going out trying to try different types of food with other buddies and whatnot. And while I think you might have fun at first, I think the food might get a little bit old and it might get a little bit stale, and you'll actually be craving something. And I don't want you to necessarily ruin experience that you have with that golf course. Six-month
membership. That to me is why it's worth doing. It's not. I agree.
I say if you had somebody to do it with, it'd be worth it 100%. You know, even a couple guys. But to do it by yourself and you don't really know anybody at the course, you know, unless you do and have friends that you haven't told us about.
Or if you have a brother.
You guys are my only friends.
Same.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately. You know, here's the thing about it. I personally, I don't mind playing by myself. Like, you know, I
have you got a tour to make.
Correct. I have a tour to make, and that's not going to happen on my phone. But, you know, my real job in real life can be, and at times is stressful. I'm a fan of alone time. Like, I like the being able to just go hit, being able to just go play nine and, you know, not talk to somebody or, you know, just go. I'm sure I would meet people there, that guys that want to play and have groups that would want to play. I'm a relatively personable guy. But, you know, I think an annual membership is too much, but right. The 6 months, I think I'm leaning towards.
And it might be worth it for 6 months. Like I said, I did the annual thing, and it was not worth it at my age at the time.
Plus, you know, listen, I'm still obviously going to go down there and play. You know, you guys are going to come up, but if we had a place that we go, you know, you get 15% off. I mean, we're not going to beat the price or the course at that point. So I think I would get some good use out of it. King Bean, you've been silent.
Go for it. I don't live that far from the course. I'll take the discount and join you.
Basically, I'll take advantage.
Listen, what about this Jacaranda card? All right, $200 for 2 summers and $35 fees.
But again, it's tying you into one course, man.
Yeah, but I don't live on Sandhill Crane, obviously, because there aren't houses on Sandhill Crane. But I only live a mile, less than a mile away from it. So I mean, I practically live on.
Yeah, it's out of convenience.
Yeah, it's convenience. It's literally right down the street, and it's on my way home.
And it's a pretty badass course, too. Yeah. So it's not.
And that was the other thing I was going to say. I mean, as far as courses go, I mean, it's a great course. I mean, it's just a great.
No, track. Listen. If you're going to take advantage of it and be out there 3 times a week, it's well worth it. I think if you're only going to go once a week, it's not worth it, man.
No, listen, I plan to take advantage of it. I can't. You're getting better.
It's worth it.
Yeah, you're getting better daily. I have to keep pace with you. I can't let that get away from me. So I got to do something. So
I hear you. I have an obsessive personality, and I've gotten bit by this golf bug pretty bad. So I get it.
Well, I had planned to give Skinny points here, but unfortunately, he's not here. So
I've been here.
He loses out. What?
What's yeah. I'm right here.
Skinny, you're yeah, I think out. He's still gone. I think he's Skinny. Still gone.
Are you there?
Wow. Skinny?
Skinny. Well, he's not back yet.
Yeah, he's not back yet. All right, Marty, you get the points because you encouraged me.
You know what shows on my laptop that you guys can hear me, right?
Hey, Skinny's back, guys. Hey, Skinny, your head okay?
Oh, you just missed out on winning. Hey. That's a tough one, Skinny.
Did you get it stitched up, Skinny, your head?
Well, I itched my head because I, Lice. the 900 milligrams of caffeine finally hit. So I itched my head and like I felt it and it hurt and I looked at my nail and there was like blood on it. So,
oh my gosh.
I had to go see a specialist.
Every Karen. Every. Okay. Second belief. This summer already has reminded me. I'm not sure I buy the theory that the customer is always right. Change my mind.
I'm not going to because I agree with you. The customer is hardly ever right.
Danny, you're in the service industry.
I think the customer is wrong, but you try to make them feel right if you can.
Listen, in my line of work, besides the baseball, in my other line of work, the customer is always right. $20.
Which would be what?
You just don't want to say it?
No. But the customer is always right.
Why?
Why?
Because I want to get paid. $20 is $20, dude. Was it right or wrong?
Oh, I forgot. Hey, listen. I forgot. You're on the search for a hole in the wall. My bad.
$20 is $20.
Jesus. It's hard to say the customer is always right, but I don't know. You have to, I guess, treat them professionally.
Well, we're in a service-driven world where relationships drive a lot of what we do and how we do it. As we head into the things we do, the jobs we do, it got me thinking about that today, that, at what point does, and really I was thinking about this from the whole sense of, even what's going on in the world, where the cancel culture of anytime somebody says something that people don't agree with, the company is like, Dabo or not Dabo Sweeney, who is Mike Gundy, wearing a shirt that, he right or wrong, whether you believe in what the shirt said or doesn't say, he's wearing a shirt. Now he's apologizing for wearing a shirt. And, while his players aren't necessarily quote unquote customers, it got me thinking about like the broader concept of, what can you stand for? What's allowable? I mean, at what point are you allowed to say to a customer or somebody that's being, that you're providing a service to that, hey, you're wrong. And I don't have to kiss your ass about it. You're wrong. Here's the way it is. So that's kind of what my thought was. It's like, listen, I don't think the customer is always right. I think there's nothing wrong with telling them you're not right. It is what it is. And you can still be effective and professional in doing it.
Well, I think it's the delivery of the message, right? In so many things in life, it's not, obviously the message is important, but it's the way you deliver it. It's equally as important. So there's nothing wrong, in my opinion, in the way I run my business, there's nothing wrong in telling a customer like, hey, you got this wrong. This is what really happened. But if you go out there and say, hey, you're an idiot, I can't believe you would say that, because blah, 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 then yeah, I mean, you are wrong. So I think in customer service or as long as you explain why the situation happened or how this happened or whatever it is, I don't think there's anything wrong with telling the customer, hey, you got this wrong. Here's what happened. Here's the situation and whatnot. And you hope that they're understanding about it. Most of the time they're not, but at some point, like what you said, Jimmy, you got to stand for something. You can't just let people take advantage of you either.
Your values kind of have to, you have to have your own company values, right? And so you have to stand on what your company believes in. And I think you do your best to accommodate customers and give them the best experience possible. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to agree with them, because at the end of the day, kind of like what he said, you have to build on what you value, right? And if customers, lines of view don't necessarily align up with that, then sometimes it may be best for you guys to part way, but you just do your best to try to accommodate each and every customer that you have.
Sure.
True. Danny, I mean, you're on.
Yeah, I was about to say, Danny.
Yeah, Danny, he brought his A game. He must have been doing the mouth exercises.
I was showing him.
Leather, yellow, leather. Red, yeller.
Leather, yellow, leather. Come on, bro.
Working hard at it over there. Okay. Is Skinny back yet?
No.
I'm here.
Oh, no. Well, I can't give him the point. I'll give him to Danny. You know, Danny, you win this one. Although I could split it with Richie. I wanted to give it to Skinny, but he keeps leaving right at the end of the conversation.
I cry after everyone.
So weird.
So weird. All right, let's move on to the next one. Is Skinny back? Skinny?
Hello. Skinny.
It's pretty rude. Oh,
there he is.
I quit.
Okay. This one might be, you know, this is another on topic, what's going on kind of in the world.
You're going to win this one, Skinny.
Yeah.
Warm it up. But I gotta get it, red leather, yellow, red leather, yellow.
Sandy sells seashells at the seashore.
He's dialed.
No, that's when you're singing.
That's when you're singing. You gotta get those S's really going. Okay. I am just beat down on Instagram of, you know, reading every day about this athlete saying this celebrity saying that. I just don't care.
I don't care.
Change my mind. I don't think that an
canceled. Canceled.
Cancel it.
Cancel it. I mean.
I actually had.
Wait, let me tell you my point, Skinny.
I'm sorry.
And then you can jump right in.
Deduct a point from him.
Yeah, he's already minus one, so it's going to be a tough one for him to win.
I don't have any points, so what else can you take from me?
Minus one in this conversation. So here's my thing. I don't think, and I guess this is the point that I'm trying to make with this one, is I don't think because you're a celebrity that you're good at, you know, acting, or that, you know, you're a great sports athlete because you can throw a ball or hit a ball or that somehow your opinion matters any more than anyone else's opinion. And to constantly have those opinions shoved down your face every time you get on Instagram, every time you turn on the TV, as if there's more value in that than, you know, John Smith that I work with, or, you know, parents that I see every day for baseball. It's just exhausting. I'm over it. Changed my mind.
Oh, can you go back to what the question is? Can you just get like a clear cut?
I don't think their opinion matters any more than anyone else's. I'm tired of listening to it.
All I can say is that when that Blackout Tuesday happened and all the celebrities stopped posting, probably single-handedly the best thing to ever happen to social media. Because I didn't have to sit there. Now,
here's my thoughts on. Oh, go ahead, Skinny.
I have two Instagrams. The first one was an old one. I had just made a second one.
You got a burner account?
No, I actually deleted my first one. You guys follow my second Instagram. And my second Instagram, I decided to not follow any celebrity, to not follow any major athlete, because I just, when it comes to politics, I just feel that the media always pushes whatever fits their agenda. And whenever they can have an athlete to say anything that they believe that fits their agenda, they're going to push it down our throats.
Let me add something to what he said. Believe it or not, like, I have actually gone through my Instagram account in like the last month, and I have stopped following all major, you know, for the most part, all major sports people, celebrities as well. It's not just that. It's like you can't even look at Bleacher Report anymore, or the score. without it being some diatribe or, you know, written word from, you know, if I got to read one more thing from George Popovich, I mean, it's like, right. Who care, man? It's like,
well, I think that these celebrities and I guess you can call these sports athletes that are celebrities, right? They are so out of tune and out of touch with reality of what the common American lives day in and day out that it's tough for people like us to relate to what they're saying, right? And I'm sure that it does speak to, you know, a certain part of their fan base that agrees with their sentiment. But the reality is that these people live in million-dollar homes. They have million-dollar annual salaries, multi-million-dollar annual salaries. They live a different life than the average American. So what frustrates me is like, and this is just politics in general and world, like, in which I won't discuss politics with strangers. What affects that person may not affect me. And I might think it's the greatest thing ever, but they may have, like on a policy that our government has instituted, it may benefit me greatly because I'm a business owner and this and that, but it may hurt the person that works a 9-to-5 job every day. You know, so when it comes to celebrities, it's the same thing with me. It's like, dude, like you live behind, you know, I guess rows of guarded gates. I have to drive 5 minutes up your driveway to get to your house. Meanwhile, you're telling us to get rid of, you know, guns or whatever it is. And like, man, we all live in different parts of the country. What works for you doesn't work for us. You know, I don't know if I'm explaining that well, but it's just
what I agree with. Like to hear constantly about, hey, listen, I grew up hunting. I hunt now. Right. Probably have, you know, hopefully the FBI doesn't bust in my house after this podcast. But, you know, I have a collection of guns from, you know, years and years of hunting, you know, obviously all guns that I use for that. But, you know, to be constantly told, oh, you know, you shouldn't have all that. Why you have armed security officers or, you know, oh,
you can afford to pay armed security guards and we can't.
And we can't. Or to be told that, you know, oh, this and that, why you live, you know, behind a giant wall. I just think that, you know, it's a very simple solution. Just be a good person. I mean, you know, just be good. Just be a good person. Treat people the way you want to be treated and go from there.
They have zero self-awareness.
They have zero self-awareness. And to constantly, you know, it's just mind-numbing.
If I read another tweet from Taylor Swift, I'm going to lose my mind. And you guys like her. I can't stand her.
Listen, and it's not just her. I like her as an artist. Seeing her post drive me nuts.
She's a martyr about everything.
My input, I don't necessarily think, I'll agree with you, I don't think that their opinion matters more. I think because they're on a platform that just have millions watching, people pay closer attention to what they have to say. And I think, I don't, and it might not, I could be wrong about this, but I think it is a lot of these companies are seeing they're opportunists, right? They got to the top for a reason. And right now they're seeing how everything's going on. And you kind of mentioned before cancel culture and everything like that. Could you imagine if Nike or Under Armour came out and says, hey, you know what? We're wrong. Kaepernick, we don't stand with Kaepernick, or LeBron James and Greg Popovich. Like, could you imagine what the reputation would be to some of these companies if they were to do that? So I think part of it.
But is it genuine? At that point, is it genuine, or are they just doing what everybody else is doing?
Well, here's the thing. Does it matter? As long as it's what's in public's best interest, right? Because a lot of these people are just trying to stay on the good side for business purposes. Like, I'm sure now Nike's numbers are through the roof because years ago they stood with Kaepernick before, and now everybody's all, oh, everybody loves Kaepernick now, and we were wrong about Kaepernick, and we were wrong about the flag.
But how funny is that when Nike's places are getting looted?
Everybody's getting looted.
Well, let me ask you this. So to combat what you just said, if Nike didn't renew their contract with Kaepernick, would they have suffered any?
Oh, I think so. Because then it turns into they hate Kaepernick.
No, I don't think so. He's out of the league. He's not playing. Why sponsor an athlete that is not actively playing on a roster? So if they didn't
help them,
because they're not sponsoring him because he's an athlete.
All right, so here I think you guys are missing what I'm saying. Kaepernick can't get a job.
Who's the
I'm not saying huh?
Sign him. Who's the sucker that's going to sign him? Because Goodell came out and said that
he encouraged
the team. So who's the sucker team that's going to sign him?
He already took a grievance, which doesn't make sense to me now, too, because he took
paid,
a grievance.
Exactly. He got paid not to play, man. Like, this is all a freaking publicity stuff. But anyways, before I get into that, or I don't even want to go down that rabbit hole. But my point is, if Kaepernick did what he did, didn't get a job, okay, and Nike didn't make commercials about him, didn't do this, didn't do that, okay, and they just went ho-hum, like, hey, you know what, he's on contract for another 2 years, we'll just keep him there, we'll keep paying him, and if, you know, hopefully lands another job, whatever. I don't think Nike sales go up or down is what I'm trying to tell you. They're doing it because it benefits them.
That's an interesting.
Okay.
Think about this. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't. Nike doesn't take a hit because they don't put Kaepernick in commercials.
Oh, but that's exactly why they would do something bold like that. Is because doing that, putting him out on their front line, is not going to hurt them, right? But then if something like this now happens, now it's looking, it's like, oh, Nike was so great. They were on it back in whatever year. So it's like, I think you're right. Yeah, maybe it wouldn't hurt them if they didn't stand with Kaepernick or kneel with Kaepernick. But I think it helps them.
Yeah, I see what you did there.
So no, who gets this point?
Do you really think? Here's my next question. This is interesting. Do you think the majority of America agrees with Kaepernick and Nike? Or do you think the silent majority is just staying silent?
I mean,
I think there's probably a lot of copycats out right now because they're trying to stay good in the public eye.
Like, you've seen the videos of these people going to these protests just for Instagram photos, and then they like get in their car and leave. I saw a video of a lady the other day that posed with a drill in her hand, and they took a picture, and then she gave the drill back to the guy and got back in her car and left.
In a $100,000 Bentley or something.
Like, come on, man. Like,
I agree with all that, and I don't want to turn it into a political debate. Oh, that's not what we're about. But and I think we're all on the same page with that anyway. But to me, it's just this concept of the problems to be solved are going to be solved by, I think, you know, the everyday Joe who's out there dealing with it. And not these multimillionaires who have lost complete touch with reality and to just have to see it over and over all day. It's exhausting and it wears on you. And I just feel like, I think the issues are real. I think there's some real issues out there, but
100%.
Do you think those people have more influence? That's my point. Obviously, average Joe, like, we can all go out and get educated and vote, right? But if you can take, let's say it takes 100,000 of us to get, you know, 1,000 people to really get educated and vote. If you get a handful of the top athletes to do the same thing, I mean, their reach alone is going to get to more people. So
that's not debatable. That's just numbers. That's statistics. Yeah.
Like, I think that they want them to get on our side or their side or his side. And
I got to tell you, man, I've met, like, over the last 3 months, I've met a ton of people just because of what I've got going on in my real life. And I think most people are in the same boat. They recognize that there's issues and things that can be discussed, but, you know, they don't want to be preached on from on high. Like, right. And that's what it seems like comes from these celebrities and, you know, these people who are just so hypocritical,
Can I say something real quick, Jimmy, because you touched upon it based on your real life and what you've been doing the last couple months with this whole COVID stuff. Mm-hmm. I despise Hollywood, like, from celebrities to the corruptness that goes on there. And if there's one positive thing that I hope comes out of this whole COVID stuff is that people wake up and realize we don't need Hollywood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They haven't been able to act. They haven't been able to do this. And you know what? Our life is still going on. And I hope that, you know, people can somewhat realize, like, hey, you know, we're all living just fine without having to deal with these idiots that are out there parading and telling us which way to think and which way to act and stuff like that. So, you know,
I just that's the one positive I'll take away from. You know, I want to get back to sports, and I'm not Laura Ingram. I'm not saying just shut up and dribble. I'm not saying that.
No.
I'm not saying people can't have opinions. I 100% agree with that. But, you know, sports are sports. That's what they're there for. And I think regardless of what, you know, some people want to say or don't want to say, you know, NBA and whatnot. It brings people together. I mean, we just saw it this week.
Sure.
You know, we're out with hundreds of families and teams and players, and everybody's there. They're all there having a good time. They're all there enjoying the competition and enjoying what it is. And it's the one true place where it seems like, you know, people get along and
And take your mind off things for a while.
Yeah, take your mind off. I don't want to say it's a distraction, but it's, you know, it's the one place where, you know, everybody is who they are and they can enjoy it and they're getting along and they're doing all those things. Have that taken away is really just kind of rough. Ugh.
Yep.
Okay.
Here's a question.
Go ahead, Skinny.
Go back to politics for a second. Would y'all... If I ever ran for president, would y'all vote for me?
For sure.
No.
My guy.
Oh, yes, sir.
For sure.
Yeah. I think you should do that. Like, running for president is probably about the same chance of you making the PGA Tour. So like, it's really up to you, man. Whatever you want to do. You can be a real patriot and go for it. Or
Danny, my vice president.
Just start small and be the mayor of Port St. Lucie. I mean, just, you know, start small. Go from
there. I'm moving to Port St. Lucie if Darren
you can golf wherever you want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Imagine, listen, if Darren, if you became mayor, we should all just move to Port St. Lucie and totally take advantage of the system. Like, absolutely. We wouldn't pay for a meal anywhere. We would golf for free all the time.
Yep.
Drink for free. I don't even drink, but I would start drinking.
Maybe
we'll
forget about it.
Like, we would
a good 5 years in before they came and took you away. That's what.
Yeah, exactly. Just take advantage of the system.
Maybe we should be trying to go to a political standpoint instead of pro.
What?
Instead of on the PGA, why don't we just go run and become a mayor of some town?
I know some hackers where we could rig some votes, man.
I know this guy knows somebody that's an anonymous.
Yeah.
Listen, when I'm on the senior PGA and Phil and Tiger and I are all best friends, we'll talk about it then. I'll have
you know, you'll talk him into endorsing me.
Yep. I'll have some pool.
Oh, it's based game time now.
Based on the way the world works, I'll have some pool with those guys.
I got a 20-year plan now.
Phil Mickelson just turned 50.
Red, leather, yellow.
No, that's I think he's younger than that, isn't he?
He just turned 50, like, this past week.
Really?
All right, well, who does this point go to? I mean, I'm here.
Skinny, are you there? Skinny.
He keeps cutting out, man. It's so unfortunate.
I think he went to get another bang.
I don't know. I think he, yeah, I think he's
smart. I don't even want to speak anymore at this point.
I'm going
to,
you know.
We're lying about to throw my mic.
I'm going to give it to Richie because I guess Skinny has walked off. So,
oh, thank God he walked away so I could get a point.
Oh, good deal. So, okay, well, that's the three little topics I had tonight, little mini topics right there. So, with that, we're going to bring it to a close. Couple things to shut us down. Our Instagram, I believe, is at 100 or very close. So, on the next podcast, we'll be announcing the gift card winner. And with that comes a shirt. Merch. The merchandise is in. Finally. Good heavens.
I only have 94 like followers on here.
Oh, okay. Skinny's back.
Oh, Skinny. Mm-hmm. You're back. You just missed out on some points. Weird. So we're close, but we'll be right there. Next podcast, we'll go ahead and announce that. The merchandise is there. We're going to have a website that you'll be able to go to from there. And as always, we appreciate you listening. We enjoy doing it. It's fun. And we'll be back soon.
Skinny, any last words?
My head hurts. really bad right now. Like, I just have a blistering headache. So to all of our listeners, if you guys don't hear from me again and I'm not in the next podcast, you guys will know that they made fun of me for it, but I did not make it out of my sleep.
Well, don't worry about it, man. We'll find a replacement. It's fine.
Okay. As long as you guys can find a replacement for me, that's all I care about. It's just the podcast.
We've
already been interviewing, so soon enough. But
I love you guys.
We love you too, man. We hope you make it for real.
I'll be all right. I did scratch it though. I'm like, I did bleed a little bit.
Oh, brutal. All right. We'll end it there.
And with that, episode 6 comes to a close. We hope you enjoyed it. We hope you had fun. We hope we made you laugh, like always. We always ask that if you're not following us, that you go to Instagram, Ground Beef Podcast. Follow us now. Please go follow us now. Tell your friends. Share the podcast. We're on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts. Do what you can. Let people know. Share it. Put it on your story. Tag us in it. Do whatever you can to help us grow the podcast so we can keep bringing you cool content, things like that. We also have a Twitter account, Podcast Beef. If you can jump on there, follow that as well. We would be super, super happy about it. And the merchandise is finally out. As you've heard, Skinny P is there. He came through. He got the merch done. So we'll have a merch store open pretty soon. If you want to buy a t-shirt, you can go from there. Next week, we will be announcing the winner of the Instagram drawing. That includes a $100 gift card and a Ground Beef shirt. So we're excited about that as well. So we're back at it. All of us are on the road for the next month, month and a half, different places throughout the county, throughout the country. So we're excited. A lot of great stories to come, a lot of great things to talk about. Hopefully we make it through the summer. As always, we enjoy you listening. We enjoy doing the podcast for you. Continue to follow, continue to reach out, talk to us if you want on Instagram, any ideas, thoughts, comments. We welcome them. We want to hear them. We want to hear back from you guys. So as always, thanks. Enjoy it. Hope you enjoyed it. And we're out.